Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues broadcast each and every day. You, our audience, make up this broadcast program. It's designed around you, our listener, with the question and answer opportunity for you to join in the dialogue, the discussion, the debate, however you want to call it. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. As we talk about the issue today, we're talking about what is freedom. As we celebrate July the 4th, Independence Day celebration this Sunday, what does freedom mean to you? What is real freedom? Freedom in our nation, freedom from government entanglement, freedom from government crushing what we are designed by Holy God to do. Is that all there is to freedom? Does the Bible give us any indication as to real freedom, the proper understanding of freedom? And that is what I want us to do, a comparison and contrast today, and talk about the freedoms that we have in our Constitution via our Bill of Rights and our Founding Fathers, some of the quotes from our Founding Fathers. Then I want us to see some quotes from the Scripture, from what the Lord Jesus himself says about freedom. So as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It was Jesus that said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth," hear me, "the truth shall make you free." That's in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus says, "I am truth." So if the truth shall make you free, and Jesus is truth, it is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ that sets us free. It is not some governmental authority. It's not some bureaucracy. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that gives real, real, eternal freedom for one that says yes to him as Savior and his Lord. And then Jesus says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God. It is the truth book. It is the infallible, inspired word. It is the word of God without error, without admixture. It is the truth of the word of God that we need to recognize today as truth, the source of truth, the fountainhead of truth. The secularist George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be absolutely factual today. It is there is a great need, ladies and gentlemen, for truth. I don't know how to express it any more poignantly and passionately and personally than to say that we have a major deficit of truth in society today. What you see on Communist Network News is not truth. What you hear in relationship to what supposedly was an election, if you hear it from the bureaucrats and from the politicians and the pundits, it's not truth. If you hear what is said today about COVID-19 and about the source of it coming out of the pundits and the politicians, it's simply not true. We need to seek the bottom line and find the truth. It was the former Senator Jim DeMint that said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." Yet that's precisely, he says, continuing his quote, "yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among Christian churches." This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that I believe should be recognized and inculcated in the heart and the life of every Christian today. He says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I challenge every listener today to do that. Learn the truth. Listen to the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to love you because you tell the truth and seek the truth and live the truth. But it means that we're honoring God. And we need to do so, as John Huss said, even defending it, even to death. Defending truth, even if it means our lives. And I believe that we will live to see that era. We're rapidly approaching it. When to stand for truth and defend the truth and to tell the truth, there will be the animus and the hatred and the resentment and the rejection by the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about the professional and homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark there. There's a gigantic, I believe it's 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flying 24/7. Find that flagpole and the flag at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about what is freedom. Love to hear from you. Love to hear, have your input as to what you perceive freedom to be and how you know that that is correct biblically and constitutionally. What do you believe about the state and the status of freedom in America today? Are we seeing it eroded? Are we seeing it dissipated and destroyed? I'm looking at an article. By the way, I've got Pastor Davis with me today. By the way, Pastor, we had a super time last evening.
Amen.
With the
Amen.
Let's Face the Issues rally at the Salem Center on Bentley Road. We had an opportunity to present some of the truthful issues that we deal with each and every day.
Amen.
With a live audience. And ladies and gentlemen, if you were there last evening, thank you for coming. And I'm looking forward to a future time when we can do the same thing again and increase the numbers and reach a greater audience. And that's the design purpose of this broadcast, is to reach more and more people each and every day with the truth. And that is what Jesus says shall make us free, is knowing his word, knowing the truth. Pastor, I had some good responses last evening to our live broadcast, if you want to call it that. And for those that were there, we will have in the near future a full videotape of the events of last evening that can be made available for a small donation to the Let's Face the Issues broadcast ministry.
Amen.
We'd be delighted to duplicate that, send it out to those that would call in and request that to be done, or email or send us a note, and we'd be delighted to send it to you, and we'll pay the postage in doing so. But any contribution toward the sustaining of this broadcast would be beneficial and a blessing. But, Pastor, I'm looking at an article that illustrates what we've been talking about so long on this broadcast about the freedoms and the liberties from the American standpoint and the American society being eviscerated and destroyed. Now, this fits into what we're talking about today. The article says Facebook now sending messages to some users asking about potentially extremist friends.
Amen. Amen.
And I think that our listeners recall, Pastor, are talking about the fact that with the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, at the behest of President Biden, they've developed a 32-page document on how to deal with domestic terrorism, domestic terrorists. And if you say anything by way of text, email, telephone, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's now being watched. It's now being looked at. It's now being examined by all big tech, including Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. All now a part, an arm, and a portion of the long arm of the federal government to find out who we are and what we're saying and what we're doing.
Amen.
And if you say anything that's antithetical to the Biden administration, if you question anything about the previous election, and say that it was a coup to overthrow the presidency, if you talk with friends, neighbors, relatives, et cetera, about anything dealing with the origin of COVID and whether or not it was truly out of the Wuhan Communist Party Chinese bioweapons lab in China. If you say any of those things, it's viewed as a potential terrorist act, and you are a potential terrorist. Now, I've been saying that, and part of that program in that 32-page document, Pastor, is where they're asking the general public, friends, family, associates, employers, employees, if you see something that you think that friend, relative, neighbor, or co-worker saying that may be antithetical to the government desires, report them. It's called a snitch system. This article says Facebook now sending messages to some users asking about potentially extremist friends. It is dated July the 1st, 2021. Some Facebook users have recently reported being sent warning messages from the social media giant relating to extremist or extreme content. Quote, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? One message reads. Another message, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support, end quote. The message also provides a button to get support, to get help, which leads another Facebook page about extremism. And others reporting getting a warning that they may have been exposed to harmful extremist content. The message that states, violent groups trying to manipulate you and your anger and disappointment, similarly offering a get support action button. Facebook randomly sent this notice about extremism. When I clicked on the app, pretty weird, I think, this writer says, the get support button just goes to a short article asking people not to be hateful, not to be bad, and not to use Twitter with anything that would be deemed hateful. A Facebook spokesperson confirmed to Epoch Times, which is the news media, of July the 1st, that the company is currently running the warning as a test to see what is happening. This test is part of the larger work to access ways to provide resources and support to people on Facebook who may have engaged with or were exposed to extremist content or may know of someone who is at risk of being an extremist, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of the snitch system that is found in the DOJ document called Domestic Terrorism and How to Find and Intervene and Stop the Domestic Terrorism. And it is being carried out by every one of the law enforcement offices in America. And it's as Dinesh D'Souza said, we have today, his words, not mine, we have a FBI that's thugs with badges, is the way he put it. He says nothing any more dangerous than a thug. Thug with a gun is bad, but he said a thug with a gun and a badge is dangerous. And he used that to talk about the DOJ, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. So we're talking about today, what is freedom? Let me just give you a little overview, ladies and gentlemen, about the founding of our nation and where we are today. We will, as a nation, Pastor, we'll celebrate Sunday, July the 4th. It falls on Sunday this year.
Amen.
Independence Day celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be the 245th birthday of the United States of America as we celebrate it. And our freedom today in America affords us great opportunities on planet Earth that's not found in most other nations. I could possibly say all other nations around the Earth. People from around the world look at our nation. They look at America as being a nation of liberty, a nation of freedom, a nation that is free. But ladies and gentlemen, the freedom that we have today was not free. It cost our 56 founders and signers of the Declaration of Independence their future, their families, their fortunes, and for the most part, their lives.
Amen. Amen.
In order to give us the freedom that we have today. I don't know about others, Pastor, but I am awed every time I think about what we have today and what those 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence gave over. And yet we have today those thugs in the street that's wanting to tear down monuments, wanting to destroy our national heritage, because some of those men were not perfect. In fact, none of them were perfect.
Amen.
But look
Amen.
What they gave us. Look what we have today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of those men risking it all. When they signed that document that we call the Declaration of Independence, they knew that it was giving a message to England, that the message was going out, that we're the ones that's taken the stand. We're the ones that's signing this document. And they knew what the future held for them. But nevertheless, Amen. They did so.
Amen.
Therefore,
Amen.
We can say we have freedom today, but our freedom is not free. It
Amen.
Cost us something. And a quick transition that we'll get back to in this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is free, but it cost Jesus his life
Amen.
On Calvary's cross
Amen.
To give us that freedom.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Any freedom that we have, as we call it in society today, a freedom in the Lordship of Jesus Christ is free, but it cost that one or those that gave it to us their lives.
Amen.
And that's
and
exactly
then
what we're saying.
Dr. Youngblood, as you so graciously have already said, thank God for you on today. And I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 35 years.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good friend also in folks in Georgia, best police force in the world as
amen.
Far as I'm concerned. Chief Wesley Green, amen, and his brother Perry.
Good.
Amen. And brother Robert Bolden and all of those who are listening by way of radio on today, good morning to you.
Now, you know amen. That's not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Amen, amen, amen. But we thank God, you know, for what you have said.
Amen.
But but on the natural side, Dr. Youngblood, I just want to say, you know, we also have to look at the sacrifices that our guys, our boys are making
that's
in
right.
the military.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So many, you know, when you go back to World War I, World War II, you know, these wars happen for different reasons. But then when we look at the thought and mind from each soldier's standpoint, they were fighting for freedom.
Yes.
And all of the wars that we have experienced, even up until this day and time right now, they're fighting for the freedom of our nation. So we shouldn't take that so lightly.
That's exactly right.
Amen. And then when we look at Christ on the spiritual side, God sent his son into the world just so that he could die on the cross for our sins, Dr. Youngblood, and he didn't even do anything wrong.
That's right.
Amen. He did that because he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
So people, if we love God on today, then we ought not to take our religion for a cloak of maliciousness.
That's right.
We ought not just think that we can go out and live life any kind of way that we want to live
That's
it.
Right. Amen.
Because it costed God's son his life.
Amen.
Amen.
It did. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Pat.
Amen.
Exactly right. So therefore, the point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free.
Amen.
It's free for us, but it cost the Lord Jesus Christ his life, his shed blood on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
The freedom that we have in our nation today, 245-year birthday on July the 4th, that freedom cost 56 men that signed that Declaration of Independence, their freedom themselves, their lives, their fortunes, their families. But I want us to think just for a moment. What freedom is, Pastor Davis? I shared a part of this in the rally last evening at the radio headquarters that produces this broadcast each day. And I want to reiterate that to get to the point of where I want us to go today. So when asked the question, so what is freedom as we know it in America today? Freedom is being able to worship without government intervention.
Amen. Amen.
Freedom is for our citizens to be able to travel without having to produce documents and papers and say, papers, please, at every intersection in our nation today. Freedom is being able to pray openly and to have our Bibles and not be afraid of government arrest because we have our Bibles. Most people do not recognize, Pastor, that that freedom is not afforded in all of the nations.
Amen. Amen.
In fact, in North Korea, if you have a Bible, you are put to death, put in a concentration camp.
My, my.
You're not free to have a Bible. In most other communist nations, in China today, you're not free to have a Bible. You're not free to sing praises to the Lord Jesus Christ openly. You're not free in China to pray. But we have those freedoms today, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom is the right to preach the gospel without government control of the message. There's rapidly coming a day in America. If the Equality Act passes, House Bill 5, If that passes and is signed into law, it will ban the Bible in the United States of America.
My, my.
That freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ to have that Bible, to preach the word and to carry the word, will no longer be free. So freedom is the right to preach the gospel without governmental control on the message. And by the way, it just comes to mind, if that House Bill 5 passes, the Equality Act, government can require every church, every pastor, to produce a transcript of your message for the government to examine and determine whether or not you're obeying the law of the land that bill passes.
You know, Dr. Youngblood, that's just so pathetic for them to even want to consider that.
Yes.
When the church leaders in particular don't ever really question them as to what they're doing in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say tit for tat, because it's not even worth, you know, following it up from that respect.
Right.
But because God have made us able ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we reserve that right.
Absolutely. We have the right, the authority.
Amen.
And the responsibility.
Amen. To be able to preach the word of God freely.
Yes.
Because we minister to the needs of God's people through his word.
And we have the right, the responsibility to hold the government responsible for what they're doing over our nation.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe most pastors have surrendered that right.
Amen. Amen. But the sad thing about it is that people don't understand. We don't serve them. They serve us.
Absolutely.
We put them in that position.
Yes.
So that they could serve us. They are servants of the people.
And they ask for our vote. Once they get the vote, they go to Washington or Tallahassee or downtown to the city hall. There's the mindset that they're the boss. They're the one that's the... This is the reason so often we make the mistake, I believe, of calling them leaders.
Amen.
Leaders.
Amen.
We are the ones leading. They should be the ones carrying out what we, the people, want.
Amen.
And unfortunately, it's not being done.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is being able to sing the national anthem without having your backs turned to it. Freedom is being able to go to bed at night without fearing a government agent will break your door down without a warrant and enter your premises. Freedom is the right to keep and bear arms for the protection against the enemy and intruders that might come in to harm us. Freedom is being able to vote for a candidate without having our votes canceled by a socialist Marxist system. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about freedom, we need to recognize what we have in our Bill of Rights. We need to recognize what we have in our Declaration of Independence. And as we celebrate this 245th birthday of America, we need to understand what some of our founding fathers said. Let me just share, Pastor, two or three of these founding father statements, and then we want to go further with this thought today about what is freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Why do you celebrate Independence Day? Is it just a day to have a drunken bash? Is it a time where there's frivolity without thinking about with somber and seriousness about what we have in our Bill of Rights today and our Declaration of Independence, the freedom that was birthed 245 years ago in America? What is this celebration, July the 4th, what does it mean to you? What do you do on that date? Patrick Henry said, if we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolable those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the able struggle in which we have been so long engaged and in which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. That's what Patrick Henry said. Ladies and gentlemen, what he's saying is it is a constant vigil to maintain the freedom that we have, and it's a battle to do so in
Amen.
Maintaining that freedom. Pastor, I don't think any Christian, conservative, patriot, I don't believe there is a time that we ought not to be vigilant and understanding that that freedom that we have today can be lost tomorrow.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Freedom that our founding fathers gave us with their all can be lost tomorrow.
I'm afraid, Dr. Youngblood, that what you just said, the sad part about the end of that statement is that a lot of them will not realize what they have had until it's all slipped
it's
away.
Gone. That's right. That's right.
Sometimes we never learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
We never learn from things that we see before our eyes.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people say, show me and I'll believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to know and understand that this word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. So
absolutely,
we are a spiritual people.
Yes.
But we have to remember, like it said in the book of Psalm 124, starting at the first verse, and I'm just going to cut it off with the first verse. If it had not been the Lord that was on our side, where, and let me just put it in my own words of speaking, this country boy saying this.
Amen.
Where would America be?
Amen.
If it had not been the Lord that was on our side.
Yes.
Amen. We need to consider this deeply and know and understand we are watching our rights being eviscerated each and every day.
Absolutely.
And if we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, one day we'll wake up and they'll no longer be there.
No longer there.
That Amen.
That freedom that we celebrate, that freedom that we cherish, that freedom that we absolutely enjoy today, I believe multitudes, even as Christians, even as pastors, are not vigil. They're not watching. They're not understanding that they're being watered down and ultimately taken.
Amen.
In fact, one of the latest polls, they showed it on Fox, and I've forgotten who carried out the survey. In 2015, 83% of Americans says America is a good place and it is to be praised and enjoyed. And in 2020, that survey was done, and only 63% say that America is a good nation.
My.
That's how far we've fallen just in those short few years with the understanding of what we have as freedom. And I'm saddened to see so many of our younger generation, Pastor, that say that socialism is their choice and not the Constitutional Republic. They have no earthly idea of what we have. And as you said so spot on correctly, was that we will lose it and not recognize it until it's gone.
Amen.
And that's, I believe, we're on the fast track.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, in other words, what Patrick Henry said, the freedom that we have today will be taken away, removed, destroyed, unless we are vigilant and keep on standing for our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. Benjamin Franklin said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserves neither liberty nor safety." Let me read that again. Benjamin Franklin said, "They that can give up an essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserves neither liberty nor safety," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place in America today. Little by little, inch by inch, we're seeing Americans willing to give up liberty in order to have safety.
Amen.
America did that, Pastor, with the lockdown of the businesses. America did that with the shutdown of the churches. And America did that in submitting to the government orders to do so. And I think, unwittingly, not realizing that once you cross that threshold of the government being able to, at a whim, tell the church to shut down, that I believe is liberty that is lost forever. Because all it will take is another serious problem in America, another serious pathogen, virus, a pandemic, another serious intervention that the government will say, shut the churches down. You did it before, you're going to do it again. And I believe we do not recognize the liberty that we lost in that process that was taking place then. Thomas
Amen.
Jefferson said, "My God, how little do my countrymen know what precious our blessings they are in possession of, and which no people on earth have today." And that is so true. We do not realize the blessings and the freedoms that we have, and do not recognize that nations around the globe do not have those. You ask the question, perhaps, why do so many people clamor to cross our southern border? Why do so many people want to come into America, even if they risk their lives for thousands and thousands of miles? It's simply because of the liberties and the freedoms that we have in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Amen.
John Adams said, speaking on the celebration of Independence Day, "It ought to be the commemoration as a day of deliverance by the solemn act of a devotion to Almighty God. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade and shows and games and sports and guns and bells and bonfires, illuminations from end of this continent to the other, from the time forward forevermore."
Amen.
That's what we celebrate. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.